you're about to hear Bob's Slacktime Funhouse is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Obviously acutely disturbed.
What's wrong with this? You got a hangover?
Eyes a kite, everybody! Goofball!
What kind of drug and how much?
I don't remember.
Gorilla, there is no such thing as that gorilla. It's an hallucination.
Oh, blood. Give me!
Everything was going wrong.
Clear. Four.
Holy smokes! He exploded!
Never mind.
Don't tell me.
It's too late.
Sounds like for science, Mommy!
You're about to take a journey into the mind. You may see and experience things that are strange and frightening. But remember, they can't physically harm you, though they may destroy you mentally.
Oh, good.
Going.
sugar cubes. I've OD'd. Oh. I guess there's nothing to do except strap in with those big red straps and just ride the snake for this episode of Bob Slacktime Funhouse. Because we're stuck in Bob's psychedelicatessen.
Served her right for being a 60s radical. No, she was a demon in the sack.
Let the freak out begin!
It's nighttime, babe. It's time to take a trip. To take a trip. Gotta leave this place and all the rat race. You gotta take a trip to somewhere else. Up to the mountain and park the fountain. Where there's sunny weather, we'll get together. Everything's so pretty. Miles from any city. Just you and I and the big blue sky above mountains high. No more will we punch the clock. All day and night we can rock. We'll build a path that'll be never sad. The music will be loud. Only the in crowd will be allowed. Yeah! Let's take a trip. Let's take a trip. It'll be tough. It'll be tough. Go now, let's hit the road, babe. Fasten your seatbelt, let's hit the road. Hey, here we go, let's take a trip. Let's take a trip. I'll drive the car till we get far. Far away, hey, hey. Feeling good, no more frustration. A lifelong vacation. Let's take that trip. So hip. Oh, oh yeah. Look around at the people in the town. No goal, no soul. They'll never be positively free like you and me. Come on, babe. Come on, babe. We're almost there.
Hippies, son.
I love you!
Oh,
It's a Dagon a scorcher today. And to cool off, nothing beats Rootopia, the iced tea brewed by hippies, but distributed by a heartless multinational corporation.
The group gropes in the attic every night, you know. I just keep running from bed to bed, going to the next bed, and the health department came marching up. Everybody on the whole place that was living in the main house had it, and had had it for months, and kept giving it to each other again and again, and it really got to be a drag.
I remember once, I was swimming nude with about five chicks, and the man comes, and he's, you know, digging him, and he sees me come up out of the water, and he says, ah.
The electric yellow has got me by the brave banana.
My God, it's nothing but carrots and peyote.
Damn longhairs never learn, Chief.
It's time for an old-fashioned hippie ass whomping.
Attention hippies, come out peacefully so we can smash your drug mill and all your worldly possessions.
Comes over and he busts me for swimming nude. He busts everybody for swimming nude. He wouldn't, I don't think he'd have busted the people for swimming nude. He'd just been a chance.
This is Like It Is.
It's not really sex, it's love, and I wouldn't be doing it if, you know, I didn't bring it. It's beautiful.
If they go for marijuana, stop. Free love, that's lovely. That's the greatest. I wish we had it when I was young.
We got into a rest and put two bottles of Lux Liquid in, and 20 people got in, and we put a little water in. Nobody had any clothes on, and we slid 3 hours over each other, under each other, and the whole pond was filled with suds. We had a beautiful, beautiful trip.
This is Like It Is.
Whenever he wanted the house cleared out, he'd come stomping up the stairs and yell, "I was just down at the health department, they're coming to check for VD," and everybody split. They pack up and leave so fast, because everybody had clapped.
Digging the chick, lighting her body, seeing what she has. And she knows it. She's going to admit it back to you the same way. It's not only the guy liking the chick, but it's the chick liking the guy.
Sex is the friendliest thing two people can do.
It's beautiful. Why not? And there's so many ways to do it.
This is Like It Is.
Crusade in San Francisco a few months ago, a group of hippies invaded the crusade. They wanted to see me after the meeting. And I was accosted by one teenage girl. She had eyes painted with green paint to make herself look like a cat. And she had the sandals and the knocker rings and the Carista prayer bead and incense pot. And I said, "Why do you look like that? Why have you joined the hip rebellion?" She said, "If you really want to know, Mr. Wilkerson, I can tell you in one word.
I'm going to be a real hippie. I have to learn from the master, Mr. Bob Flowerchild Hope."
Hey, peace man, far out. Groovy, I'm a hippie. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Jill St. John.
Hey, Bob. I just came to invite you to the love-in. I got you a date with the perfect flower child.
Remember what the Dormouse said. Feed your head. I'm meeting you halfway, you stupid hippies.
Now I know how Dean Rusk feels. Good night, everybody.
Bummer. Loving. Dean Rusk. By George, I've got it.
Did you hear about the one hippie who gets under a cold shower every morning, 7 days a week? He never turns on the water, just stands under the shower. It figures, though, he doesn't want to lose the odor. Two hippies were married in a bath. Did you hear about them? It was a double ring ceremony.
And in the same meeting were two sailors. They had their hair messed up and they had these prayer shawls on. They looked like two demon monks. I said, "Why would two sailors leave shipboard and join the hippie brotherhood here in Haight-Ashbury?" They said, "One reason, Mr. Wilkerson.
I realized I could make money selling my medication to deadheads."
What kind of hippies are you? Peter Fonda must be spinning in his grave.
Hey, it's Homer J. My man, you've gone granola.
Right on.
I don't want to be a granola head.
all day long. It's looking bad out of my bones. Wearing flowers in my hair and ever dirty underwear. I don't wanna be a criminal. I don't wanna be a criminal. Listening to the rumble, ringing out and getting swamped, with a bunch of useless followers. I don't wanna be a criminal. I don't wanna be a criminal.
To turn everything into one big plastic hassle. Mark, you got too many hang-ups. Like the whole shaving trip. Come on, I want to see those legs all furry and gross.
That ain't gonna happen, Bob.
Well, at least lose the bra. Free the Springfield 2, Marge! Free the Springfield 2!
I think you've had too much strawberry wine.
Our parents tried to tell us that all there was to life was a home in the suburb, two cars, a double car garage, a color TV, and a deep freeze. And we wanted more out of life than just a little material empire. And we ran away from that kind of establishment and rat race. And we came down here to Haight-Ashbury to look for brotherhood, understanding, and reality.
Left to itself, a child could grow up to become a hippie, pot-smoking, anti-war demonstrating draft dodger. And who knows, he might even eventually assay to high office in the United States.
We want to seriously diminish the threat posed by Iraq's weapons and mass destruction program.
This is Like It Is. Free love, acid, pot, trips, love-ins, flower power, green power, the new morality, tripping out and dropping out. Believe it or not, this is Like It Is, the completely unabashed chronicle of the love cult, filmed and recorded like it is. Call them hippies, the love generation, flower children, revolutionaries, or bums. Whatever you do call them, this is today's now culture. You'd better believe it, this is Like It Is. So tune in and turn on. See Like It Is, coming to this theater soon.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, manitons,
no. We're never going to freak anybody out with this music. I brought something from my personal stash that'll blow some minds.
Some
clearer than you've ever seen before.
Ah, my eyes!
Hey, is it just me or am I picking up some negative vibes out there?
You're telling me. Did you know that hippies are the number one source of airborne and riverborne pollution? Right in front of Dow Chemical and Mexican trucks.
Well, here's a positive vibe for you.
So depressed in such poor taste.
Walk down dismal streets where I became a lady. People slave from dawn to night to earn their meager wage. Everywhere the neon lights came flashing through the rain. Selling me, forget your mind and get to work again. Now I see you and I need you. I. We'll be right back.
tango from my room. I see them die, traveling into darkness, day by day. Children play, chasing me away with the game they play. As I sit and watch them grow, I see all their faces. Faces, tell me what you've seen. Faces, tell me what you
Ride with me now down that purple shaft into the deep, inner depths of the diamond mine, where we will witness the flight of the precious peanut butter fudge angel of love as she spreads her wings and flies high through the thundering silence of your vacuum-kept secret, hiding out in the pulsating fringe of your bubbly fudge mind. Deep in the sanctuary of the ruby-lipped lizard who's tripped through that revolving door of today's changes, springs the weightless suspension of those tiny red question marks to pierce your brain and taunt you to observe the wondrous smoke of the fur-lined volcano near the cave of the great blue-winged bat following the flight of the deep, deep-breathing butterfly toward the soothing smell of the six-foot narcissus. Are we in the garden of man-eating dandelions or in the safety of the Tasmanian treehouse? Can it be? Will it be? Yes, it will, as you reach out for where it's at, only to find when you're where it's at, it isn't where it's at all. So cop out now with me for a borrowed moment and glimpse through the plate glass menagerie of life, the time thieves, the flight of mediocrity. Will we ever free ourselves of the demons of mediocrity? Wade now with me, knee deep in the splendor of the peach fuzz forest, in the gentle radiation of the one-eyed cufflink, who joins us on our ball-bearing express to the land of lavender and sky blue pink, where we pause on the latex trampoline of tomorrow's promise and grieve on yesterday's sweet sorrow. In the steam-heated living room of the warm teenage tangerine, we must now somersault in slow motion down, down the sliding board to a diamond mine eternity, crying, crying as God alive, and remembering so well that the hand that cradles the rock can certainly rule the world.
Oh, here suspended like a booger between time and space. Oh, what have we been subjected to here? Oh, we started out, oh, that version of 8 miles high was by the droningly fabulous Dave Cloud. And then a version of The Simpsons by Yo La Tengo. And oh yeah, we had a lot of chunk of Simpson-ness. Oh, what was that Let's Take a Trip thing from? Man, I don't even remember anymore. Oh, and then we had a chunk of song. Oh, yeah, Let's Take a Trip. That was by Godfrey. Okay, right. I've got that much going for me. Okay, and then we heard Ben Franklin's Almanac by the Crying Shames. The Dark Part of My Mind by Crazy Elephant. Nothing Man by the Deviants. That weird intermix thing that had all the samples in it was from 1968. And then Day Glow Day from Hello World. Ooh, and then we heard the preview from Like It Is, telling us all about the hippies. Oh, like Dave Wilkerson from The Cross and the Switchblade wasn't trying to, too, along with Billy Cardilly talking about how, oh my, hippies don't bathe. And Garner Ted Armstrong talking about how they're going to deprave all of our kids. And then we had a little bit of Rock and Nixon from Futurama. And the Queers with I Don't Want to Be a Granola Head. And Joe Bird and the Field Hippies had some chunk of something called Elephant at the Door. And then we heard Passing Through the Night by the Grains of Sand. Ooh, Faces by TC Atlantic. Hang Up Girl by 5x5. Oh, and this is Mindbender from the Man from Spectre. Oh, we've heard a little from the Ventures, too, and the Floyd County Junior High School Band, and I feel psychic, Seekers. We're going to hear a little bit of Dale Gribble and Strawberry Alarm Clock, and oh, no, the Incredible String Band. And I can't help it any more than you can. Oh, and here comes Crazy Arthur Brown.
Then the world was traveling faster and faster till colors became just a blur. And the buildings were falling plaster from plaster till things just weren't what they were. What could save mankind from man when the blind overran? From this scene of confused devastation came the great spontaneous apple creation. And a speck in the sky grew to a cloud, and fishes flew and laughed aloud, and hamsters grew wings and flew out the doors, and rich wine was sweated from every man's pores, and 3,000 people ate one strawberry. Had an apple in his hand, and from that day came a new recreation, the great spontaneous apple creation.
With all these swirling colors distracting me. Hey. Oh, it's a ball of yarn. That's funny. I feel like batting it around. Wow, I have a paw. Oh, my gosh. I've entered the body of our cat. Hey, hey, get your sticky hands off me. Ow!
Bad cat, leave her alone.
Your newspaper almost any day now, and you read of the problems. Shocking recently to pick up the paper read of a young boy, a bad trip on LSD, cut the family cat up and ate it raw. The boy steps out of an 18-floor window, thinks he can fly. He had 3 joints of marijuana, falls to his death.
Hey, Square, expand your mind. The doors of perception are open for business.
What the hell, man?
Survival diary update. I have been drinking dewdrops found on the forest leaves, and I have been eating mushrooms and moss. Mostly mushrooms. My rabies has taken a turn for the worse. I am starting to hallucinate. When I close my eyes, I can see strange characters running around chasing colorful geometric shapes in a dark and infinite limbo.
Ah, I can see the music.
I have stopped closing my eyes.
Any day, mushrooms, yellow. Color green, brown, and yellow. Wonder if they'll come back ever. Contemplating what together. Poison green, distorted dreams. Mushrooms.
Thank you.
think you might be eating the wrong kind of mushrooms, Dale.
I know what I'm doing. These mushrooms have been keeping me alive. But what I don't know, Hank, is how you can still talk when there's a million bugs squiggling in and out of your mouth.
First of all, I'll need the following mushrooms.
We found this one swimming naked in the fermentarium.
I am the lizard queen.
Give her this, and this, and then these.
Oh, thank you, doctor.
No, I'm not a doctor.
Willie, you complete me.
Saints be praised.
Oh, closer.
I've always dreamed of this moment.
Thanks, Pinky. You've always been there for me.
Now?
Morning, Ned.
Pucker up, Ned. We are so old.
Yeah. Yes, the 60s may be dead and gone, and its spirit long since extinguished, but its ideals live on. Freedom, love, and peace.
A bad trip on LSD.
Was a young man back in the 1960s. Yes, you made your own amusement stands, going to the picture. Well, the travel was hard and a mean way, still use the wheel, but you could sit down at your table. Food made.
Hey, you young people who am I to? Do not know, and I can't even understand you when you're trying to talk slow.
Now, I've never seen those dance, then he was quite going to me to say that his name was Bob Dylan. First million. That was way, way back before Wild World War III, when England went missing and we moved to Paraguay. For my 91st birthday, and your grandmother bought them way down in the new antique food store, and for beans and for bacon, I will open up my the 1960s.
just hippie talk.
And seekers, you know, if you want to touch the face of Bob, it is possible. All you have to do is drop a stamped, self-addressed envelope to Bob at the Church of the Subgenius at P.O. Box 181-417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118, or let your fingers crawl across your keyboard to subgenius.com. Pleasant trip, seekers. Good night. Oh, the electric yellow's got me by the brain banana, excuse me.
Some people have a bad experience the first time they take the drug. Others take it 30, 60, or even 100 times before their bad trip.
Yeah, man, I ain't getting out of the boat, man. Didn't get any, man.
And the bad trip, instant insanity, often a never-never land of no return.
I'll let him go. He knows what he's doing. Yeah, that's more than I can say. Good night, seekers.